Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation exists to help people know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New Jersey and beyond. Enjoy the talk.
So here's what I want to do. I'm going to introduce our guest speaker, Kelvin Beachum's here from the New York Jets. And just wanted to kind of frame for some of you that may be new here and not familiar that Every Nation New Jersey, we have the grace of God, we get to steward and pastor and shepherd. See, just making sure you're awake. We get to shepherd the New York Jets. And how that came about was pretty interesting. It was funny. I was at a church event, and there was a gentleman in there who just kind of was he flows in the prophetic gifting. And if you don't know what that is, it's a biblical idea. And so this guy prayed over me and spoke a prophetic word, and he said this. He says, you're gonna impact hundreds and thousands of athletes, which I thought, I mean, that's the way to go. You know, I'm an ex-athlete, way to go. That's a deep word of God. Having said that, the next Sunday at my church in Manhattan, on the west side of Manhattan, there was a large gentleman came in. He's probably about 6'5", three a lot. And he came in, and I saw this guy, and you'll find this out if you don't know me. If you can bench press over three plates, I'm going to go talk to you, all right? And I'm drawn to those kind of guys. And so I immediately went over to him, and I'm asking him what he does for a living, because I could see he's not an accountant. All right, no offense if you're an accountant in here, okay? But he won't tell me what he does. And so he sits through the service, and afterwards he meets me at the front of the altar, and he's like, hey, that was really good. And he says, you should be our chaplain. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know, because he let me know he's with the Jets. And so I gave him my number, and I just thought he was just talking. And then I got a phone call from one of the New York Jets coaches. His name is Dave Zott, and Zotter called me, and he invited me to go in and to try out to be the chaplain. And so think American Idol for chaplains. And so we got to go in, and we all had to preach our best sermon, and then you text in, you know, who the players liked, and I got the gig, and that was back in 2005, right? Yeah, so thanks for voting, right? And so here's what's interesting is, I think you'll agree with me, is that football is influence. It just is, all right? It impacts for good or for bad. And here's what I love about this gentleman is Kelvin Beachum and his wife Jess, they have decided to take the platform and the influence that God's given them and to push back all that's dark in the world. And Kelvin has been a guy who not only is a partner on the team, he's always texting me, what are we going to go over in Bible study today? And that kind of stuff. He's not only a partner in the team, but outside of these walls, he partners with a group called World Vision. And he has a passion to alleviate hunger and malnutrition around the world. And so he's partnering with them. And he has other charities. And get this, you need to know the quality of individual that's here today. Is Kelvin Beachum was nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And that's giving to the one who exemplifies excellence on the field and excellence off the field. And now would you join me in bringing up our very own Kelvin Beachum.
Awesome. Can you turn me up just a little bit? So I got this three-piece on because Sheila said he was wearing a three-piece today. He's not a three-piece, but I'm in a three-piece. I've looked at it. Y'all pick on Sheila a lot in service. I'm not going to do the same thing too. But let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for just allowing us to have this moment in your word. More than anything, Lord, we just thank you for just being God in our lives, continuing to be wonderful, continuing to be special, continuing to be more than anything that we can ever ask or think. Lord, I ask that you allow me to decrease, you increase, but you take over and say what you want me to say. Yes. Father, you fill this room with your Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to work, rule, and abide here today. Lord, we love you, we praise you. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Turn me down just a little bit. Good. Turn that just look got a little bit. I know that's I'm black, so we can't talk too loud. Can't talk too loud, so I got a little reverb going on. Is that better?
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Awesome. So listen, I'm not Pastor Adam. I'm not a theologian. I'm not going to be able to talk to you about Greek and talk to you about Arabic and Islam. I'm going to just talk to you like I talk in the country. I'm from Mahia, Texas. I'm Pentecostal by nature.
Come on.
If I get a little loud and say a little something that is a little different than what y'all may be accustomed to, don't look at me crazy. But I want to. It's been something that's been on my mind and something that's been on my heart as of late, but it's the dynamics of uncertainty. The dynamics of uncertainty. When you think about the word uncertainty, it's unpredictable, unreliable. One of the words I love to say is fickle. Questionable, suspicious, impactful, or uncommon. The dynamics of uncertainty. I love to have an interactive crowd, so if you have a Bible, please raise your Bible. If you have like a person, like a real Bible, like...
I got it.
Okay, perfect. So what is your name back there? I saw you raise your Bible.
Evelyn.
Evelyn, can you get 1 Peter 5 and 7 for me?
Come on,
Evelyn. All right.
Well, I have another Bible that was raised. What was the other Bible?
Right here.
Psalms 55 and 22. I had another Bible that was raised. Pastor Adam. Let me get Isaiah 41 and 10. Anybody else had a Bible that was raised? What was your name?
Sue.
Sue, can you get me 2 Peter 3 and 9? Did everybody get those verses? Everybody got those. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. If you can put this one up on the screen, this will be Luke 9 and 57.
Yeah, come on, Kel.
And then I'm going to ask my wife to be Pentecostal, and we're going to go to Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Luke 9 and 57. I'm going to just go ahead and read that. Now it happened, as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to them, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. Now uncertainty puts God on display. Didn't nobody say nothing. Y'all got to talk to me. I just played a game. Listen, I was on primetime last night. I'm tired. My left hip is hurting. Toradol still ain't wore off. IV still ain't kicked in. And I still got pre-workout from last night. So y'all got to talk to me. So listen, again, uncertainty puts God on display. Thank you. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
If I'm bad, boo. I've been booed at. So listen, I'm for real. Man, it's too early. We celebrate Christmas. Y'all got to talk back to me, all right? Now listen. Uncertainty puts God on display. Well, how does that happen? We can go all the way back to the Old Testament. We think about Moses. If you look at what Moses did, Moses was in Egypt. He was born in the manger. His mother did some spectacular things. God worked. Moses was in the basket. He got out of the basket. The Pharaoh's daughter took him into the palace. He was in the palace. He was in the palace for a number of years. Started to go through some things. Ended up going back out into the wilderness. The burning bush caught a hold of him. He found the burning bush. And when he found the burning bush, there was some uncertainty that happened because he didn't know what was going on. The uncertainty in that story with Moses is he had to go back into Pharaoh and find a way to get the Israelites to come out of Egypt. Y'all got to talk to me now. Am I right or not? That's what the Bible said now. Now, I know I've got a Bible up here, but that's what it says. He went back into Pharaoh, preaching to Pharaoh. God worked through him to tell him to let my people go. And that was some uncertainty in that. Now, if you want to go to another story in the Bible, you think about the three Hebrew boys. The three Hebrew boys said that they were not going to bow down to the king. They said they were not going to bow down to an idol god. So what did the king do? I can't remember the name of the king, but that king wanted to put them in a fiery furnace. There was some uncertainty in the fact that they were going to be put into a fiery furnace. Now, where does God be put on display? They go into that fiery furnace. They're in that fiery furnace, and God steps in. God steps in. Uncertainty in some of the things that we have to go through. Y'all talk to me now. Uncertainty in that thing. And then you think about it, and Pastor Shino was with us for chapel the other night, and he talked about Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph, we know that the story of the gospel, we know how Jesus was in the manger, but before then, you had a woman that was about to be married to Joseph. Joseph had no idea how she got pregnant. Had no idea how she got pregnant. Now, I got a pregnant wife. I got two kids over there. If my wife ended up pregnant again, I didn't do it. Don't you think? If there would be some uncertainty that was going on in my life. So uncertainty. And then you think about this. You think about, you go to the New Testament and you think about the feeding of the 5,000. Uh-huh. Yeah. When all those disciples are, they got these 5,000 people sitting around. God, how are we going to feed these people? Right. It's uncertainty in that very story. Now that takes us to this passage that I had up here earlier. It was it was chapter 9, hinting at uncertainty. If you look at chapter 9 of Luke, which is the verse that I came from. Now what happened, Luke 9:57. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to them, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. In chapter 9, you see that there is a number of stories and parallels of uncertainty as we get up to this point. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the thing is what I want to get to is, as disciples of God, as people that say we love God, mm-hmm. there will be uncertainty in our life. Yes. There will be uncertainty in our life. So the question for us today is, how do we deal with uncertainty? Yeah. How do we deal with uncertainty? Can we bear uncertainty? Can we bear not knowing how God is going to provide for us at our most urgent need? Can we handle the uncertain seasons in our life? Can we handle the uncertain seasons in our life? When I came into the league, I used to say this: trust God, embrace adversity. But after diving into this concept that I've been going through, I'm thinking that I need to say, trust God, embrace uncertainty. We got to embrace this thing. We got to embrace this thing. But you got to realize this also: God has an amazing plan for you, so trust him in uncertainty. God is much bigger than our uncertainty. Yes. Again, I'm not no theologian, but I'm gonna give y'all 3 points, all right? I'm gonna give you 3 points. How do you handle uncertainty? Number one, you got to lean on the Word of God. You got to lean on the Word of God. And I'm gonna start in Isaiah 40:8. I'm gonna read this out of the King James Version. This is about to get good here, real quick. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever. That's out of the King James Version. Out of the Christian Standard Bible, it says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God remains forever. Out of the Net Bible, I don't know what the Net Bible is, but that's what I saw when I was doing my research. The grass dried up, the flowers fadeth, but the decree of our God is forever reliable. Isaiah 40:8, and another version says this: the grass is withered and the flower is fallen, but the word of God endureth forever. Yes. And in the contemporary English version, it says this: flowers and grass fade away, but what our God has said has never changed. Amen. So with that being said, I had those verses that I brought to some people's remembrance. I think it was Evelyn, if I'm not mistaken, that was the one of the verses that I had. But first, I'm going to go to my lovely and beautiful wife, Jessica Beecham, to start in Philippians 4:6-7, and read it the Pentecostal way like we talked about this morning.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Be careful for nothing. In uncertainty, be careful for nothing. Is that Evelyn? Is that, I get that right? 1 Peter 5:7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Yeah. Say it one more time.
Yes. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen. I love it. Yes. Psalms 55:22.
Here I am.
right here. Here we go.
Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
I love it. Isaiah 41 and 10.
Here we go. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
There it is. And Sue, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yes, ma'am. Come on with it.
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
There it is. There it is. There it is. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. So the first way to handle uncertainty, one, is to lean on the word of God. We just talked about the word. We came from Isaiah 40 and 8, Philippians 4, 6 through 7, 1 Peter 5 and 7, Psalms 55 and 22, Isaiah 41 and 10, and 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord is not slow. His word, again, Isaiah talked about that. His word would never change. And then at the end, Peter 5, 3 and 5 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. Now I'm going to go another step further. 2 Corinthians 1 through 3 says this. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of our comfort, who comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we may be able to confront those who are in affliction within the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. So in your uncertainties, understand that God will be there to comfort you.
Yes.
Psalms 56 and 3 says this, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Yes.
So the second point, on how do you handle uncertainties is one, leaning on the word of God.
Amen.
Number two, I'm going to start in Psalms 22, 5 through 8, it says this, my soul wait silently for God, who alone for my expectation is from him. He is only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, which we needed last night. I'm not gonna talk about that. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God.
Amen. Amen.
Trust in him at all times.
Amen.
At all times. Brother, can you give me that chair right there? Can we move a chair, Pastor Allen?
Yeah.
Can you bring that chair up here?
You gotta zip this one up.
It doesn't move?
Yeah, all right,
that's fine. No. I'll come there. Don't worry about it. I'll come here.
Yep,
right
it.
There. Right there. Psalms 26 and that 8th verse says, pour out your heart before him. What does the word pour out mean? Can anybody tell me what pour out means?
To pour out.
Pour out your heart before him. So the number two thing is, how do you deal with uncertainty? Is you got to pour out your heart. What does that look like? That means praying.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fasting.
Yeah.
Tearing. Do y'all know what the word tearing means?
Yeah.
Tearing means you wailing night after night, time after time.
Amen.
Praying.
Mm.
I don't know if y'all still do this in this day and age, but back where I was coming from, they got on your knees.
Yes,
you got on your knees and you prayed. Yes. Lord, I come before thee once more.
Amen.
And again.
Yes.
Thanking thee for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us.
Yes.
How you've watched over us all night long.
Amen.
Angels
yes.
encamping around and about us.
Amen.
Come in the room right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come in the room right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come in the room right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we need your touch right now.
Yes.
Father, there's some certain things going on in our life right now.
Yes.
Father, we need you right now.
Yes.
Come in the room, Lord Jesus.
Woo!
Come in the room, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come in the room, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come in the room, Lord Jesus. Yes. Come in the room, Lord Jesus. Yes. Come in the room, Lord Jesus. Yes. That's what we got to have in this day and age. So the first thing that we got to do is lean on the word of God. The second thing is we got to pray. Am I going out? We got to pray.
Preach the fire out. Bro.
We got to. I preach the fire out the mic. We got the second thing is we got to pray.
Yeah.
Pray, tarrying, and fasting. That's something that we have to be able to do in times of uncertainty.
Yes.
And lastly, I know y'all was expecting like 30 minutes to an hour of me standing up on top of y'all. Remember who God is, what Jesus did, and why we need the Holy Spirit. Again, dealing with uncertainty. If you're an accountant, you may not know how the books are going to close this year. You may not know if you're going to hit your numbers. But the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you're on Wall Street and you're a trader, the stock market is down right now. And if you got to go back to it Monday, I would say this. God sent his only begotten son for you. Understand that there is certainty Amen. In just that.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
If you are a doctor and you have no idea what's going on the next day you go into the hospital, know that God is still on the throne.
Yes.
If you are a teacher
yes.
and ends are not being able to be met, know this and know that this certainty is he's coming back again.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, maybe you're a football player. You done lost 10 games this season. I would say, hold on. Just a little while longer. Hold on. Just a little while longer. I told y'all I was from the country. So in the country, put a little sauce as we get ready to close. So as I get ready to close, I want to talk about who God really is. And at the end of the day, that's really all that you need. We used to sing a song back in the country. Take me through, dear Lord, take me through. 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 Because what? I'm your child. Dear Lord, I'm your child. Y'all don't know that. That's damn, that's country stuff. I'm your child, dear Lord, I'm your child. But the thing is, Lord, I need you to take me through. And the thing is, you also need to know he's everything.
Yes.
He's everything.
Yes, he
he's everything to me.
Yes.
He's my joy and my sorrow.
Yes.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
Yes.
He's everything that I need.
Yes.
When I'm tired, he jubilates.
Yes.
When I'm weak, he innovates.
Yes.
When I'm lonely, he fascinates.
Yes.
When I'm friendless, he obligates.
All right.
When I'm depressed, he consolates. When I'm moneyless, he donates, and I've been there before. When I'm thirsty, he allocates. When I'm hungry, he cultivates. When I'm hungry, he accommodates. And when the devil comes in, he investigates and makes the devil vacate. Jesus is, y'all ain't heard nothing like this. My delegate, can I tell you about my Jesus? Can I tell you about my Jesus? He was wounded for me. He was wounded for me. Down at the cross, he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I'm free. Thank God Almighty, he was wounded for me. I heard some things that I may not know. There are some places that I may not go. But I am sure of this one thing, that my God is real, and he's real to me. Real, and Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. Give me the victory. So many people died, but I can't live without him. That is how I love the soul. He's so real to me. In a certain time, we have to be able to lean on Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And uncertain times, we have to be able to lean on the Word of God.
Yes.
The way that you do that is, one, you lean on the Word of God, yes. lean on the Bible. The Bible says this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. The only way you're able to understand and hide the word in your heart is you got to get in the book.
Yeah.
You got to get in the book.
Yeah, right.
And the thing is, you also got to realize in uncertain times, it's the gospel that is going to carry you.
Yeah.
It's the gospel that's going to keep you.
Yeah.
And it's knowing that our Heavenly Father sent down his only begotten Son.
Yeah.
He only had one.
Yeah.
And he sent that only Son down. Where is she at? Could you come on up real quick and play this?
Yeah.
It's something about having a good Father.
Oh, yeah.
It's something about having a good Father.
Because
when you have that Father is able to supply your every need.
Yes.
I know we're finishing up 2018. There's been a lot of things that have happened. But as you go into 2019, know that there will be some uncertainties.
Yes.
There will be some things that are not going to go right in your life. There's been some things that have not went right for us this season. This message may have touched you, but it's been for me.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of uncertainty. I don't know if we're going to have same coach next year. I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. The thing is I've had to deal with uncertainty. You may be like, well, Kelvin, you play football. You make a whole bunch of money. You ain't had to deal with nothing. I blew my knee out in 2015. ACL, MCL, and meniscus. I was on the verge of signing a huge contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. 3 years, three cities. I went from Pittsburgh to Jacksonville to New York. My wife stayed in Pittsburgh while I went to Jacksonville. She was pregnant with my daughter, Kalina. She stayed in Pittsburgh with another family while I was in Jacksonville playing there. While in Jacksonville, things happened, came to New York. Three cities, 3 years. That's dealing with uncertainty.
Yes.
I had no idea. I'm still newlywed. I mean, I'm going on 6 years of marriage, but still early on in marriage and having to pick up my family. The whole entire family moved there from Pittsburgh to Jacksonville, and Jacksonville to Phoenix, where we got a house at, and Phoenix to New York in a matter of 2.5 years. Uncertainty. But how did I do it? I leaned on the Word of God.
Yes.
I leaned on the Word of God. Understand that your problems, God can handle them. All uncertainties, God can handle them. He's a good, good Father. Here's the last thing. If you are not certain that you're going to heaven when you lay your head down tonight, make a decision today. Make a decision today. That's one thing that you don't have to be uncertain of. Is when you close your eyes and God say, that's it. Kelvin, that's it. Are you certain that you can get into heaven? Make up in your mind, if you don't know that God is the God of God, light of light, and you have not confessed your sins, confess your sins today. If you can be certain of one thing, be certain that you're going to go to heaven. Pastor Adam, I thank you for this time. Every Nation, I thank you for this time.
Thanks for joining us at Every Nation New Jersey, where our vision is to partner with God and people to transform the world one life at a time.